Hello guys, I'm back with another podcast. And today on my personal one, I wanted to touch a couple of subjects before bringing them to the group podcast. So, first off, I'm a big Iconic. One of their icon is one of my stan groups. And in the last week, they posted on their official Instagram and all their SNS that they are preparing for a comeback, and my goodness, am I ex I'm so excited. It's not like I just, but at the same time, I am sad because it's gonna be six members, not seven. But either way, it's gonna be amazing because I know it is. It's Icon. They only put out amazing music, so I can't wait for that. And I hope they're doing okay. Right now they're in Thailand and they just did a V Live DK and Song, but they look so good, they looked happy. I hope in the end we can see OT7 again with Hanbin, and I'll be waiting for that day, waiting for that news to drop. And now, next subject. On the last group podcast, we discussed how, well, I discussed how Blackpink was sponsored or is partnering with Samsung. And well, they did a fan event recently this past week, and when I say they looked good, but it was a live event, so comments were pouring in live, and I heard and saw that many of the comments were hate comments towards Jennie. And I know I'm not big fan of Jennie, but I am a fan. She's a sweetheart, and I love all the girls. And to see Jennie had to hold back her tears, let me tell you, I was so mad. And the girls kept encouraging her, saying, "We love you, Jennie, we love you." But you can tell she was not happy. She did not want to be there. And YG, my God, YG, why? Just, oh jeez. We could go on and on about that, but let's move on. Yeah, well, I'm excited to see the girls, but I'm really hoping that they get more promotions and, like, a comeback that we have been waiting for. And it was nice seeing them, but I feel horrible for Jennie. She should not have to go through that. And it was live. It was live. Like, no, that's horrible. Nope, let's move on. Let's move on. Okay. And then my other topic that I'm gonna talk to you today about is Jay from Day 6. He has recently been going on Instagram Live a lot, and I was lucky enough to catch him a couple of times. And one of them, he stated that he has been working on a lot of music, like solo music, and that he has been, going through some stuff, and just music has been helping him, like, recover and just, like, heal. And was it yesterday or a couple earlier, well, this week he released a single, LA Trains, on his YouTube channel JA6, and it is beautiful. It is so soft and mellow, and his voice is just like, it's like honey. My God, it's so good, and I'm excited to see what else he has come up with, and I can't wait to hear his other songs. But yeah, I think that is it for today. Oh, I also want to mention that Jin Young got back from Taiwan. He was over there filming for his movie, and he just got back in to Korea today. So I'm excited for that. He's home. He can rest a little bit. Yugyeom is still in LA. Mark and Jackson, I'm pretty sure, are still in China. Bam Bam has his mom over in Korea. And that's cute. She keeps posting about his cats. It's adorable. And stay tuned for the group podcast. We will be posting soon. So stay tuned for that. Thank you guys. Till next time.